Jurors in the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor got to hear from a prosecutor say it was a drugged up Michael Jackson. Joining us now on the KNX Newsline is trial lawyer Deborah Opry, who at one time represented Michael Jackson's parents. And Deborah, with this audio recording, who scored in terms of the prosecution or the defense?
Well, the prosecution is heart-wrenching, absolutely heart-wrenching. And I still have great affection for the family, and I can just imagine what's going on. It's just, it's a horrible feeling to hear your brother or your son just in that state while he's talking to a doctor. And the doctor is recording him, and I can assure you that doctor had already signed a confidentiality agreement, which prevented him from doing this.
Defense is trying to show, though, that Michael Jackson was a drug addict who gave himself the lethal dose. Does that recording do anything for them?
Does it matter? The drugs were made available by this doctor, and in seeing, and the visual was overwhelming, in seeing all these drugs that were in the home of Michael Jackson and possibly supplied by his doctor and or other doctors, but it shows that Dr. Murray knew the medications he was under. And in the end, if anyone doubts that this doctor was a supplier rather than a treating physician, they are not paying close attention.
Very quickly, Conrad Murray himself, his voice supposed to be played in court. How damaging will that be?
I call it the nail in the coffin of a case.
Simply put. All right, Deborah Opry, trial lawyer, joining us with some analysis on the Michael Jackson trial. Of course, we will have full coverage of that trial as well. Team coverage with Claudia Piscuta and John Baird throughout the day here on KNX.